going to go ahead and call us back into order and move back to reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Ethics and Engrossment met for engrossment on Bill ONCA 1869, an act to amend ONCA 1285, the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act, to allow the interest and dividends to remain in the fund, to change direct services to direct assistance, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler. In ONCR 1821, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2019. I am the sponsor, and the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Good Fox, and Stabler.
Okay, this bill and resolution have been advanced to third reading on today's agenda, so we'll move there. First is Bill number ONCA 1869, an act to amend ONCA 1285, the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act, to allow the interest and dividends to remain in the fund, to change direct services to direct assistance, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief, all during this session there has been some discussion about how the Osage Nation is going to save money, put money aside for special projects. I believe that we have visited a bill called the Retained Revenue Act that is now currently back in committee. I believe another congressperson was working on legislation that they were going to introduce that pertained to being able to put money into the permanent fund for a savings purpose. Since this fund has been developed, we have not deposited anything but the initial deposit, which was $30 million at the time. We have, though, in the past, taken the interest revenue and spend it on operations money. Nothing special, nothing new, but just to operate a fund for the nation. We all talk about wanting to grow this fund. We all talk about wanting to save. It's the topic of the campaign trail a lot of the time, that we're going to put money, take money away for special purposes. And we haven't really been able to do so, except for putting this initial distribution into the permanent fund of $30 million. I support this bill. I believe that the interest revenues should remain part of the fund. That, to me, that's the only means right now that we have to garner more savings within it. I haven't seen us appropriate one thing to it since it was an active piece of legislation. So I'll be voting yes on this piece of legislation to let the interest revenue remain into the permanent fund so that fund can experience some growth. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members wish to speak for or against ONCA 1869? Seeing none, Congressman Potts. You have 8 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. ONCA 1869 is amending 1285, the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act. This law simply requires that the interest earned on the permanent fund balance remain in the permanent fund for future growth. We've all sat around this table and said, you know, we need to invest more in economic development, we need to diversify our options, we need to find new ways to find revenue for the Osage Nation. We've wasted $20+ million in that endeavor. We've spent that much money on economic development and we've not seen a dollar return to this nation. Since this fund was created in April of 2013, we initially invested $30 million and we earned, as of Communication 1772, in April of last year, we earned $2.4 million for the Osage people. That was money that was supposed to be swept back into the general treasury for operations on an annual basis, and it wasn't. But thankfully, that stayed in that fund initially and continued to earn interest. $2.4 million returned to the Osage people. We have made more money saving it than trying to spend it on economic development at this point. That's not a cry to stop spending on economic development, but it's a reality check for those of us at this table. We've made more money saving it than we have investing in economic development endeavors. There are some out there that say, well, why do you want to save money? That's just so that you can spend it on your other pet projects, or government shouldn't be in the business of saving money. I understand where that criticism comes from. But I submit to you 1788. It's an act of Congress. Upon communication 17712 that was received by this Congress, which was a communication that the treasurer notified us that $2.4 million was available, less than 3 months later, I believe it was almost immediate, ONCA 1788 was passed that appropriated $2,410,272, the exact amount that was transferred from the permanent fund back to the general treasury on the health benefit because of a shortfall that we had made by act of Congress. So immediately, that money went to serve our people directly. And I believe that that will continue. And that's what I want to see this Congress do. It's not to save money, to pigeonhole it or pocket it. It's to make sure that we have money to secure essential services for our people. That's what this will do. This will allow money to continue to grow in the permanent fund and potentially keep up with the revenue generating stream that we've not seen before in this nation. I think that that's the direction we need to go. In addition, we received a letter from the principal chief on September 18th of this year in regard to this piece of legislation that says the projected revenue we just finished for 2019 includes the $850,000 in interest income from this source. This would be a significant change in estimated revenues, and it would have an immediate, quote, an immediate adverse impact on the budgets. It's for this reason that this piece of legislation was amended in committee to kick the can down the road one more year. It says October of 2019 is when this piece of legislation will be in effect. Because we've already spent this money, we're already counting on this money. We're already appropriating 100% of projected revenue for fiscal year 19. I don't think that that's responsible. I'll keep saying it, say it as long as I'm here in Congress, we need to be saving, because if we're spending every penny, we're setting ourselves up to be in trouble. I think this piece of legislation offers a remedy to that. It allows the interest to stay in the permanent fund and creates a revenue source, like I said, that we've not seen before. I hope that you'll pass it. I hope that we can move forward. I believe that the amendment answered any concerns from the executive branch. And I'm anxious to find this pot of money for us to be able to serve our people with. So I yield my time to the speaker.
Thank you. Question is, shall bill number ONCA 1869 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1869 is referred to enrollment. We are now on resolution number ONCR 1821, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2019. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank Mr. Speaker, I'll be voting no on the resolution for the following reasons. First, the plan authorizes the gaming enterprise to vacate premises that were bought by this nation and remodeled to the tune of several million dollars for offices for the gaming enterprise. Although not in the plan itself, the representations at meetings were that the enterprise will be moving to offices in downtown Tulsa and renting them. This, after last year, we authorized a build-out of offices in the casino that's just recently been completed for executive offices. The representation at committee was that those offices are being used for storage. So, to me, this is a conundrum that continues, and it's a costly one. Second, the plan authorizes a second hotel tower to be built. If the plan passes, that will start October 1st. I was in favor of building the hotel that was designed and was proposed via empirical data that the community could support the building of that hotel a couple of years ago. My recollection then is that we got gut feelings, rumors, personal opinions, and armchair quarterbacking that led to us not building the tower that had been recommended for us, but building a much smaller tower. Now, less than a month after the hotel has opened, and with no updated professional data that I've received that could be factored in, I'm asked to vote for a plan for another hotel tower. Well, to me, we're shooting from the hip, so to speak, again. I didn't approve of that approach the first time when we condensed the hotel, and I don't approve of it now. It's not that I want us to have what we can reasonably support economically in that community, but it costs us a lot of money every time we do this, and we tend to have a bad habit, in my opinion, of doing it. So without the data that reflects the purchase of a ranch and the monetary outlay that comes with that, and an update to the study that says we can support this, and without some time to just see what happens with respect to our hotel, I mean, I said it before and I'll say it again, I don't think that it's a good idea when you've built something to not give it the test of time to see what happens. I mean, you can weigh out what happened in Ponca City with respect to the forecasts of how what the occupancy rate would be there and in Skytook and what the occupancy would be there versus what's the reality, to know that forecasts aren't always right and reality is not always what you think it is. And we have to rely on the economy and what best estimates are about what will happen. I'm sorry, I have an earache, I can barely hear. So I just wanted to explain my no vote. Thank you.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, I would encourage the members to vote for the annual plan. We talk a lot about economic development, and we have stated many times that we have gaming. So we have a gaming enterprise board, and we have gaming executives who have been doing a fine job of being able to support this nation. I wasn't here back in the past when, I don't know, maybe members of Congress were appropriating lots and lots of money to boards when they weren't producing any dividend to the nation, and they weren't I'm not sure what was going on then, but we chose to go ahead and pass appropriations to them time and time again when they they weren't producing anything to the nation. And so we as Congress members can make those decisions based off of the board's performance. And so I wasn't here when that was happening, but some members may have been. But I can say is that the Gaming Enterprise board and executives are doing a fine job for this nation. And that is what they are tasked to do, and it's successful, and it continues to be more and more successful every day. And so, as always, I wish them the best, because they're heavily needed at this time. And so I would rely on those professionals at this time, and they have looked these things over and discussed, and they have requested this to be in their annual plan and to move forward in this manner. And so I will be voting yes to support this. And I guess I don't know that I can say a whole lot more, because these meetings that we have and the documents that we discuss are confidential and proprietary time after time after time. And so I don't really have much more to say other than we are here to make that decision to be supportive of them or not. But this is a successful enterprise at this time, and I would, we have had many meetings over it, listen to their requests, listen to their reasons why, and I think that we should be supportive of them. So I will be voting yes, and I hope that you will also. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall resolution number ONCR 1821 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfoss.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. Resolution passes. ONCR 1821 is referred to enrollment. We are now at motions and notices. Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm telling you, I can't hear. I need to change my vote to no.
Okay.
But that's not the only reason I voted yes. Because I wasn't listening. I was thinking about something else.
Point board.
Motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Commerce Standing Amendment Committee meets today at 3 p.m. to 4:30. I believe I changed that end time to 5. We will be having a presentation from SH LLC and continuing to finish up the presentation from ONES LLC. Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So the reason I was not paying attention is because I was thinking about ONCA 1868, which is an act to appropriate money to an enterprise of the nation. And you assigned it to GovOps. And it's an appropriation to...
Congresswoman Edwards, are you talking about the bill that Congresswoman Whitehorn read in this morning?
No.
I'm open for discussion. But he could reassign it, or it could be...
Well, it is... It's an enterprise. It's an economic development enterprise. It's OBE, and you've been assigning all the bills that involve gaming enterprise, other enterprises of the nation to commerce. So I just...
Has the bill been heard in committee yet? Without objection, ONCA 1866 is reassigned to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee. 1868 is what I thought I said. Seeing no objection, then ONCA 1868 is now in Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Congresswoman Edwards, you still have the floor. You have a committee meeting
notice. Yeah, at 1 o'clock today.
Take GevOps of 1 to 250. Any other motions and notices?
Motion to adjourn at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second. Please withdraw for just 1 second, Congressman Tillman.
I withdraw my motion.
So, Congressional Affairs meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow by Congresswoman Goodfox, seconded by Congresswoman Edwards. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We're adjourned.
You have 3 minutes, Shannon, before you're a no-show.